And joining us here in the studios today, they are on tour, I guess, this morning, just like a rock concert, I guess. From the Alpena Chamber of Commerce, we've got Jackie Krawczyk. How are you today, Jackie?
Hi, good. How are you? Thank you.
Doing well. State Representative Peter Patelli is with us. How are you, Peter?
Kevin, it's a great day to travel around Iasco County in the 106th District.
Yeah. Today. And State Senator Jim Stomas, too. How are you, Jim?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm doing outstanding. It's a great day to be on the Sunrise side.
It is. Now, what are you guys doing? You're out traveling. It's a beautiful day to be traveling, but what's going on today?
Well, it's a great day to travel. So we're out visiting some different sites here. We're going to have lunch with the Sunrise Side Republican ladies here at 11:30, and off to Hale later on for coffee hours at Bob's in Hale, which is fun. We'll be visiting a few Chamber of Commerces. And, you know, we're out showing off Pure Michigan today.
Okay.
With Senator Stomas' support for increased funding for Pure Michigan, it's a great thing for us to be doing.
Boy, that's right. Talk a little bit about that Pure Michigan campaign.
We're very excited about it. Again, it was probably one of the best years that we've had, and that was with $29 million last year. This year, we've added an additional $4 million, and our hope, I think, within the legislature is that we continue to build on the communities themselves, using the chambers and the convention service bureaus to build on getting them directly to the specific areas, especially the Sunrise side. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we get everybody that can enjoying the full day by getting up, enjoying the sunrise.
Exactly. There's a connection with the chambers, too. You love this Pure Michigan campaign,
don't
you?
We do. The Pure Michigan campaign's been tremendous for us. We've seen an enormous increase in visitors, and we know it's directly because of the Pure Michigan campaign. So we can't thank you enough for your support, Senator, but we love this program.
Yeah, it is really a great program, and as Jim, you had mentioned, it really is kind of helping out, you know, what's happening here in Northeast Michigan too.
It is, and it's one of those where getting the local communities, whether it's Algray, Tawa, Salpena, any of the areas, they're able to actually pool their dollars and then multiply those dollars with the Pure Michigan program, so that not only do we be effective with talking about our local communities, but it also gets us on an international basis now, with us hitting New York and Canada, some of those areas that we would not normally be able to reach out to.
That's right.
Last year, we started our expenditure in Toronto market, which has been really good for us. But the Canadians and Toronto especially have more discretionary cash than our Chicago neighbors do. So we're encouraging them to travel here into Michigan this year, and actually reaching out to our golf courses and having them count Canadian plates. And that's on the increase. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, I know, especially on your side too. We've got the same kind of issues with tourism that every time I talk to you, we're talking something dealing with tourism.
Absolutely, right. You know, the nice thing about tourism is it's an immediate expenditure, and people get to see what we are. But Senator Stomas and I like to say this: we're going to tell you come and visit us, and then we're going to convince you we're a great place to move your business to.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you might as well take that next step, right?
Absolutely. Continuing to build on the businesses. There's so many great opportunities and a great workforce up here in the north. And so we want to make sure we build on that. We want to take advantage of the trade skills that I think a lot of our youth are coming into, and we're starting to learn in the programs. Peter was a great supporter of that and some of the legislation we were able to change last year. Make sure we continue to focus not only on college, which is important, but also those that are interested in the trades. It's vital to continuing the job growth here in Michigan.
Indeed. And Jackie, you got some events coming up. The Chamber, I'm sure, is very busy now that we're hitting the summer months, right?
Well, yeah, the Chamber is extremely busy. We don't necessarily put on our community festivals and events, but our community has many events coming up. But as far as tourism in our office, probably about a month and a half ago, we started seeing a huge increase in foot traffic and phone calls and people asking about, you know, what there is to see and do in Alpena. And so our office just gets extremely busy handling that, but then also doing what we need to do as a chamber.
Yeah, and there really is a lot of things to see and do in Alpena. I think it's one of those hidden treasures here in Northeast Michigan, isn't it?
Well, I think all of Northeast Michigan in a way is a hidden treasure.
That's right.
It really is, Kevin. One thing the Alpena Chamber is doing, and also Sheboygan, we'd like to actually connect the whole 106, and I know Senator Stomas would like to see the whole East Coast, is participation in the Pure Michigan campaign. Alpena's doing a great job with $50,000, multiplying that with the Pure Michigan campaign, getting $100,000 worth of advertising. Sheboygan's doing the same. Let's encourage people to take US 23 and see what we are.
That's right. And, you know, here at Carroll Broadcasting, we're kind of chipping in. We have been going on our My Town visits every week. And I know the stop this week is Lewiston. That's in your guys' backyard there,
isn't it? I was just in Lewiston last week doing a tour. AMI is a manufacturer that's up there doing some of the brake lines for the automaker. They're up over 100 employees right now, continuing to look to expand. On top of that, some of the other businesses in Lewiston are doing a phenomenal job. And so it's exciting to see that people are actually getting excited about the job growth and the way that Michigan is coming back. And so Lewiston was a great community. I had to make sure to stop in and at the Tally's Bar and have my Tally Burgers. But they were outstanding, as always. But there's so many great family restaurants there. That if you're looking for something, whether it's in Lewiston, it's in Taos, we have so many great family restaurants, and I want to make sure we encourage not only to get out, but enjoy those families that are putting on the service for you.
Indeed. Yeah, it's a beautiful area, you know, and wherever you go in Northeast Michigan, you're going to find something neat to do and
Absolutely.
See.
Get out there on the water right now. The water temperatures are coming up, and, you know, some of the younger people are tough enough to be swimming the last couple of weeks, and now I'm even starting to go in, so get out there and enjoy the
Well, toughen up. You got to be starting to get ready for the fun parades coming up,
that's
too.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, you put your shorts on, you have white legs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got
to get over the winter.
Exactly. Well, I know we'll see you guys around, as you mentioned, with the holiday coming up. I know you're always out, you know, meeting the public, and I know we'll get the chance to talk to you again very soon. But before I let you go, how do they reach you? Phone numbers? What's the best way they can reach you?
The best way to reach me is 855-347-8036 or Senator Jim Stamas at senate.michigan.gov. S-E-N-J Stamas at senate.michigan.gov.
Very good, Peter.
And reach out to me at 517-373-0833.
All right. And Jackie, how do they get more info about what's happening with the chamber?
Yeah, well, you can always visit the alpinachamber.com website. We also have an Experience Alpena Michigan app, which isn't just for Alpena, but we've got other Northeast Michigan areas on it as well. Or, of course, our phone number is 989-354-4181.
Very good. State Senator Jim Stamas, State Representative Peter Battaglia, and from the Alpena Chamber, Jackie Krawczyk. Pleasure to have you guys in the studios today. Enjoy the nice weather today.
Thanks.
Thank you.